a fetid pool of anadiomene images. Don't confuse self-deprecation with unacknowledged legislators' transport. Your naked shoulders, the girly raw material of leader, cave paintings and trills, arm lying dead on the wheelchair ledge, clairvoyance of our anus, its somber solitude, hemiola, not the children's hospital near San Francisco State University. No one becomes a German citizen because of breeze or jazz. No one becomes a German citizen overnight. No one becomes Matteo Robin overnight or any dead legend. Melville's pervy Pierre, subject of my 2001 reveries. Guillotine revolutionaries and their quadrille dreaming wives. Not all revolutionaries are husbands. No reason I shouldn't have a crush on Jesus or picture his pierced or flayed abdomen, his nipples in recession. I frequent the Tinker's Dam, an atopical gay bar also patronized by Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky. My shame is one size fits all, like a white parka from Target. Afraid of Debussy and stomach flu, the relationship between early impressionism and intestinal bugs. Jean Harris, who murdered the diet doctor, died today. It ODs on indexicality. A nightingale without a onesie is a venereal state of exception. Lollipops were de rigueur when boys' testicles were undescended. A testicle descends, but a lark ascends. Wilhelm Reich and other radical fairy technicians of the sacred perineum, the ligament between the wolf and the regurgitator. Illness alters aesthetic judgment. Sunsets are sentimental propaganda tools, yet every night a sunset makes a three-penny opera hooker out of me. I expand like an accordion before it's had a chance to be a scarlet pimpernel. All chapels are identical when perceived by the belly button of the faithful. I thought that phone call meant my mother had died, but he left no message. And if she died, wouldn't he have left a message saying she died? The red-headed Israeli-Austrian trainer strained my neck by suggesting a perverse free-weight hamstring glute exercise. He urges me to apply for German citizenship. Vaginas are higher and more tilted than I'd realized. The area by the bushes in elementary school, Lassen Drive, seemed the location of a dead body.